When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and our guests, the Les Paul Trio and the sparkling and explosive radio and screen star, Beatrice Kay. Well, Bing, did you take the four kids out around the neighborhood singing Christmas carols this year?
Oh, yes, Ken. They barked a few at different places.
How'd you do?
Well, let's see. We got a dollar at Johnny Mercer's house.
Oh, that's good.
Sang a couple of songs there. Then we went over to Johnny Burke's house. We got a dollar there.
Yeah.
Then we went over to Hope's house.
Uh-huh. How'd you do there?
Got rolled for $2. However, here's Accentuate the Positive from Here Come the Waves.
You got to accentuate the positive feeling. Minate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did it do just when everything looks so dark? Man, this thing we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, do not mess with Mr. In Between. You got to
accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring that bloom down to the minimum. Have faith, a pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale,
Noah in the ark.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate
the positive, eliminate the negative. That's right, on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No,
don't mess with Mr. In Between.
A very definite value to ladies who operate the larder is the following statement of facts and figures by our Mr. Carpenter.
Will there be a little watch party at your house New Year's Eve? When the bells ring in 1945, we'll all have our own prayers and thoughts and hopes for the momentous year ahead. But as the midnight bells fade away, the lady of the house will quickly have to switch her thoughts to the kitchen. Make entertaining easy this year. With whatever you're serving for refreshment, bring in a tray laden with crackers and rye bread and a swell assortment of Kraft cheese spreads. Then invite everyone to pitch in and make his own snacks. Kraft offers you 7 delicious cheese spreads, every one perfect for this kind of snack service. Now, if your point budget is pinched, remember that 4 of the spreads take just 2 points apiece. They're Kraft Pimento, Olive Pimento, Roca, and Relish spreads. Look for the Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow.
One of the outstanding successes of the Broadway season is a show called Song of Norway. It's an operetta based on the life and works of the great composer Edvard Grieg. The show's hit tune, Strange Music, has been sung with considerable success by one of the younger crooners, influencing me to get on board.
Strange music in my ears, only now, as you spoke, did it start? Strange music of the spheres, could its lovely hum be coming from my heart?
And I hear songs sublime, song that I'm incapable of. So dear, let me hold you near while we treasure every measure, so that time can never change that strange new music of love.
It's a pleasure to welcome the world's largest trio, a four-boy combo headed by the composer-arranger, electric guitar-playing ex-GI, Mr. Les Paul. Seriously, they're really a great foursome, Les and his group. They've shortwaved so many jouncy and interesting arrangements on overseas shows like Command Performance and Mail Call that they've become prime favorites of the boys overseas. And when you hear Les's tremendous treatment of Ochichonya, sometimes known as Dark Eyes, you'll see why. Sensational, Les. You know, Eugenie Baird, the young lady with the dreamy delivery, joins me now in one of Irving Berlin's greatest ballads, Always.
I'll be loving you always with a love that's true.
Things you've planned need a helping hand. I will understand always, always.
Days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there.
Just an hour,
not for just a day.
not for just a year, but always.
Days may not be fair always, that's when I'll be there always,
not for just an hour, not for just a day. Not for just a year, but always.
Comes now that quick and devilish queen of the soubrette, celebrated for her delineation of the saucy and sobby ballads of the gaslight era. Bouncing, bodacious Beatrice Kay. May I say, Mademoiselle Kay, you're looking très soignée?
Oh, 23 skidoo, you big kidder.
Oh.
Put an egg in your shoe and beat it.
Oh, that turn-of-the-century slang. Takes me back.
People must have had a wonderful time being in those old days.
Oh, we did. I mean, they did. A great time with Kay.
Just think how dashing the first horse cars must have seemed. Can you imagine a horse running as fast as a trolley car?
Personally, I can't, no.
You know, you'd have fit right into that period, Bing.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Men were so much more colorful. I mean, their clothes.
Well, thanks, B.
You know, I can't see why people like Bob Hope make fun of your clothes.
I can't either, really.
No, I think you're quite spick and span. But your span is in the wrong places.
What? See, by the papers, you're leaving for New York.
Yes, next week I'll be back in the old family estate. Hutside on the Hudson.
Oh, don't let anybody sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, will you,
Bea? Well, that couldn't happen. Last time I was there, I bought it.
Got a bargain, too, huh? Well, Bea, how's for renting us that saga of another river? The papa of them all, the old Mississippi.
Down the Mississippi steam, the Whippoorwill, commanded by that pilot, Mr. Steamboat Bill. The owners gave him orders on the strict Yehuti to who try and beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Just feed up your fires, boys, let that old smoke roll. Burn up all your cargo if you runs out of coal. If we don't beat that record, Billy, told him, mate, so hand my mail in care of Peter to the Golden Gate. Steamboat Bill, steaming down to Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, a mighty man was he. Steamboat Bill, steaming down to Mississippi. Wanna be the record of the Robert E. Lee. Up then stepped a gambling man from Louisville who tried to get a bet against that day, Whippoorwill. Now Billy flashed a roll that surely was a bear. The boiler, it exploded, blow them up in the air. The gambler says to Billy as they left the wreck, I don't know where we's going, but we is neck and neck. Billy says to the gambler, well, I'll just tell you, man, what I'm gonna do. I will bet another 1,000 I goes higher than you. Oh, Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill is with an angel band. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Pilot on the ferry in the promised land. Pilot on the ferry.
Leaving the epic saga of Steamboat Bill, we turn to a lad who wants to slip us a story about the stores.
Maybe this year you're planning a very quiet celebration. But tomorrow night or Saturday or New Year's Eve, somebody's sure to drop in at your house. Somebody you'd like to serve a warming cup of coffee along with a snack. Well, then be sure to order some of the 7 delicious Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow morning. A few glasses of Kraft cheese spread set out with some crackers or potato chips, and your snacks are ready in a twinkling. Now, what with all the holiday buying and the new ration rules, I suppose that point budget of yours is strained. So I want to mention in passing that 4 grand varieties of Kraft cheese spreads take just 2 points apiece. And they're the perfect appetizer spreads. Pimento, olive pimento, Roca, and relish. All creamy in texture, all delicious. Now, that grocery list for tomorrow's shopping is long, I know. So it'd be a smart idea to make a note on it right now. Just jot down Kraft cheese spreads. The folks will be mighty glad you remembered.
Let's take the long way home. Let's look for the long way home. And on the way, let's pretend that this wonderful night will never end. Through Asia would be much too soon. We'll circle once around the moon. Our dream boat will carry us across the foam. We'll take the long way. Make sure it's the wrong way. Let's take the long way home. Shall we fly through the night? Shall we dream as we go? See the star on your right. See the farm down below. The whole trip, it appears, only takes a million years. If you're in the mood to roam, then let's take the long way. Make sure it's the wrong way. Let's take the long way home.
A favorite tall tale of mine is Rhythm on the Range. It's the one in which a cow plays Cupid. I'll sort of whittle it down to size, John Scott, if you'll all start coming on with a little moo music here. Since this is a cowboy story, it naturally begins in Madison Square Garden during the annual rodeo. The lad who's the Lochinvar of our legend thinks he can make his fortune in the bull riding contest. Somebody gives him a bum steer. Nothing dented, I mean daunted. He still insists that he's an old cowhand.
Like though.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bowed and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, 'cause I don't know how. Sure ain't a fixin' to start in now. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yip-yip-yip, yippee-i-o-ki-yay. But New York's no place for a cowhand without enough pesos to purchase a pig foot or two. So that lad starts on back to the west, the land of the cowboys and the boy cows. Incidentally, he's accompanied by a prize bull named Cuddles. the gift of a dough-heavy pal. Well, Cuddles is destined to be the husband of our hero's pet, an old cow known to her admirers as the Widow Malarkey. Our boy meets a gal who has a yen for him, but he ups and spurns her because of all things she's too rich. She got too many yen. This lad's plumb loco, but he admits she interests him strangely. In short, she's got him.
I'm free as a wandering breeze. I'm free to wander any place I please. And yet, I can't escape from you. I'm free as the birds in the trees. I'm even free to sail the seven seas. And yeah, I can't escape from you. I could ride away and hide away where we were miles apart. But when I got there, I'd find you there, right in my heart and soul. You see that I'm really not free. I'm so afraid you might escape from me. And yet, I can't escape from you.
After a hectic trip and complications too repulsive to repeat, the happy duo are invited to a wing-ding back on the old rancho, where the folks are having themselves a bit of a ball. Really cutting it up. Breaking it up.
The concert was over in Carnegie Hall. The maestro took bar after bow.
He said, "My dear friends, I have given my all. I'm sorry, it's all over now."
When from the gallery way up high there suddenly came this mournful cry:
"Mr. Paganini, please play my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing
quack,
it?
Quack, 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 quack.
And if you can't sing it, you simply have to swing it."
I say,
"Swing it."
I mean,
"Swing it."
I repeat,
"Swing it."
Well, Mr. Paganini, we breathlessly await your masterful baton. Go on and swing
quack,
it.
Quack, da, 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 da.
And if you can't swing it, you simply have to swing it.
Well,
swing it. Swing it. Swing it.
Well, we've heard your repertoire,
and at the final bar
we
greeted you with wild applause. What a great ovation that your interpretation of Whoa-Ho-Ho would cause.
Well, Mr. Paganini, don't you be a meanie, but have you up your sleeve, go on and swing it.
And if you don't swing it, that means you'll have to swing it. You simply have to swing it.
After being kidnapped and unkidnapped, the poor little rich gal succeeds in roping her reluctant Romeo through the kind offices of our friend Cuddles, who horns in and literally pushes the pair into each other's arms. I said earlier it was a cow who played Cupid. I was wrong. It was the bull. And since no Western romance is complete without a prairie song, our whimsy is wound up with a lullaby of the roundup.
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the dogies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are are there rustlers on the border, or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo?
Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you come to knock?
Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk to knock? Saddles in the old corral, my tears would be dry tonight. If you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pack. Empty saddles in the old corral. Just a word now about a really challenging emergency before we close the old hall. We have official word that the most critical manpower shortage today is in our invaluable merchant marine. We've got the merchant vessels, with more coming down the ways every day, but need men to man them at the rate of 5,000 experienced seamen every month so that we can continue to supply our fighting men around the world. Apprentices are being trained all the time, but only seasoned seamen can fill the urgent need. In three classifications, even men without any previous experience at sea are wanted: cooks, bakers, and radio telegraphers. The Merchant Marine has a great record in this war. They're determined to make it even better, and if you're qualified, be a part of that fine achievement. Congratulations, too, to the fine record of another group of our naval forces, the Seabees, on their third birthday. These boys really live up to their motto, can do. Adios for now.
Tune in the Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at the same time with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and we've invited as our guest, Johnny Mercer. Beatrice Kay appeared through the courtesy of Procter & Gamble's Gaslight Gaieties.
When your New Year's Eve guests start raising the roof for good things to eat, it's time to serve Pabstet, the delicious golden cheese food. Pabstet is rich in fine cheddar cheese flavor, and since Pabstet melts, toasts, and slices to perfection, you can liven your buffet with all sorts of tempting cheese food sandwiches and appetizers. Remember, Pabstet is nourishing and mighty easy to digest. Include Pabstet cheese food in your holiday shopping list tomorrow.
Broadcasting Company.